you'd love to have two different results from yesterday and today. It was a case of every time you scored, they responded tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that can't happen. You know, when we get a couple of runs and we jump back in the ballgame, our bullpen's got to step up for us and get the job done. And, you know, Bowles is a good hitter, so he got that nice little line drive on a curveball down the left field line to score two runs. But, you know, we need to come up and find a way not to stop that from happening.
Any concerns with your starter? You had to pull him out because of that one hit?
No, he was going out. That was his last hitter anyway with pitch count that inning. So it was a long inning. He was up to 30 pitches in that inning, so he was coming out no matter what. So we already had Lewicki warming up and ready to go. So if he was injured, he would have come out. We wouldn't have, you know, would have brought a pitcher in to get warm on the field. So, no, he's fine from getting hit by the ball. He wasn't consistent with his fastball or his command of all his pitches today. So his pitch count got up there.
He got up there as well. One other thing as well before we talk a little bit about Andy is the fact that you wanted him to have a shutdown inning after you guys tied the game. Just didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, we need that to happen, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's the game of baseball. So, you know, we can't win them all. The guys are still playing really well. A little lackadaisical today, but we'll get them back tomorrow.
Kevin's been so good.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I assume, just an aberration, right? Not a big concern.
Not a big concern at all, no. You know, he'll have his 5 days off, and he'll be ready to go next start. I mean, he's had a couple of starts like this. His last two starts have been outstanding. You can't expect a pitcher to be that good every single start. So, no, Kevin's fine. He knows what the problem was. He just couldn't find his slot and get his command of his fastball and his off-speed, and that's why he got and hit his counts, got hurt, walked some guys here and there, and that was it.
What did you see from Andy? Walked three times today. Has he seen the ball better?
I see he's seen the ball really well. Yeah, I mean, you know, he took some borderline pitches there for balls, and, you know, that's what Andy does. He's got a good eye, and that's what big league guys do. They swing at the good pitches, and they take the borderline ones. So he says he's feeling good. He's running a lot freer. You know, he stole a base on his own today and felt good about it. So, things are looking good for him.
A little concern when he got that grounder hit him real sharply. He was running at third.
I got him on the foot, and he was smiling straight away. So he's fine. He's a tough kid, Andy Dirks.
Running that he showed, it was almost as if he was trying to show a lot of people, hey, I'm okay.
I mean, that's part of his game. I mean, Dirksy's a scrappy little player, and he's going to take bases, and that's the way he is. I mean, you could tell he was going. As I said, I didn't have any signs for him. I was like, you do what you want to do, Andy. If you want to run, you run. And got a good jump, and he knew the guy was going to slow the plate and took it and got popped up quickly and came to third base. So he looked good out there today.
What's the plan for him at Lake County? Is he going to play the field all of the games?
Not all of them. I think he's going to DH tomorrow, and then he'll probably play the field again the next day, and then we'll see how we assess from then.
I don't want to make it sound like it's more than what it is, but having a guy who has been to the show, what does that mean, and what does that show for the other guys around here on this team?
I mean, you know, he's out there mingling with the players in the clubhouse. They get to talk to him. They get to see what a big league is like, you know. Everyone's got this big persona, big league guy. You know, Andy's just another guy, so they can see that it's possible for anyone to make it, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And for two, he's a great guy, Andy, so it's great to have him in the clubhouse to show some leadership and to talk to these guys and just about what it's like to play in the big leagues and the preparation to get there, too.
The reason why I'm saying maybe we're making more of it is because a lot of these guys, they play with the big leaguers in the spring especially,
mm-hmm.
So it's not as if, well, I've never played with a big leaguer before now, and this is not entirely
enough. No, you're right. I mean, we've got a good big league team that these guys come over to the minor league side and you know, talk to the players, and they get to meet them, and, you know, they go out with them to, you know, we have the Tigers barbecue and all that kind of stuff. So they mingle with them. We've got a bunch of good big league teams, so we've got no big leaguers up there who aren't willing to come over and talk to the guys, so it's a good situation.
My last question is more toward the Whitecaps. Got about a month left in the season before
mm-hmm.
Labor Day, before the playoffs. What do you want to see from your team? Anything different than what you told us at the end of the first half of the season when you guys won the first half?
No, same thing. I mean, play hard every day and try to win every ball game. You know, bring energy. I want energy. You know, you got 3 hours a day to concentrate and show energy. You know, I don't expect 100% energy during BP and all that stuff. You turn up, you get your shagging in, you get stretched. But once that game starts, first pitch is thrown, play the game hard, 27 outs. We can do that. We're going to have success the rest of the way.
A little bit lacking tonight?
You know, it could have been. I mean, it was a hot day. It was an early morning. You never know what you're going to get. But if you look at our stats over the season on morning day games, I think we're 12-2 or 12-3. So, you know, you don't want to look into it too much.
Since the trade, Betancourt's been playing short.
Yep.
You're going to stay with him there. How do you think
it'll go? At this stage, that's the way it's going to be. Obviously, Harvey was playing an excellent second base for us, but he's going to play shortstop for us. Big shoes to fill from Willie Adames, but that is what it is. That's part of the trade. You know, we got a pretty good left arm in the big leagues now for us, so I think it worked out for everyone.